Good morning, Umasekhe Kritot Daf Yud Dalet. And we start on the bottom here of Yud Gimel Amud Bet. It's just cold this morning. Right? With the Mishnah. Hello, I thought I saw you come in. Okay, take your pick. The Mishnah says like this. Yesh ochel achil achat v'chana v'le arba chataot v'asham echad. So there can be circumstances when a person will eat. Right? One achila, in other words, in one go, and he's chayev five korbanei chatat and an asham. What's the asham for? We'll see in a second. And what is it? The case is a tamei she'achal chaylev, right? And it was vaya notar mina mugdashim b'yom kippah. So let's look at that. He ate, he was tamei for starters. He ate chaylev, which is asur to eat. And it was also notar. The chaylev itself was notar, right? Meaning that it had gone over the chaylev is burnt with the amorim, right? So you got to burn it by nightfall, by the time it's daytime. It had already been the following day. So it was chaylev and notar had passed its time. And it was of mugdashim that had become korban. And it was on Yom Kippur. So that's why it brings the four chataot are for chaylev, notar, mugdashim, and Yom Kippur. And the asham is an asham me'ilot, right? Because he was mo'el here, he ate kochim. Okay, you got it? Honestly, the opinion he dropped to me this morning. I don't know what the asham. That's the asham. Rashi says the asham ila, by the way. I don't know why. I didn't notice that. What?
Why is it notamina mugdashim is one thing?
No, it's not notamina mugdashim. It's four things over here. He was tamei that ate chaylev. That was notar. It was from mugdashim. It was notar. So there's a separate issue of notar. There is of mugdash.
Isn't it by definition notar must be from mugdashim?
Of course, but you're over on two Aveiras. Of course, it's not, you can't, it's not not if it isn't Mugdash. Okay? The Haya Nota, the Agora Bach changed it, it helps life a little bit easier. It says, Chelev Vehu Notar Mina Mugdashim. But still, you're over on the Asham Me'ila, because Mugdashim. You're over on Chelev, you're over on Notar. Right,
okay.
And you're a tamei.
Okay,
and Yom Kippur, the mugdashim is not the chata. The mugdashim is the meila, is the asham.
Mila,
right, you got it. Okay, that's why I'm okay. Rabbi Meir Omer, ima ya Shabbat, v'hotziu befiv shita ena agoda bachle. Right, v'shita befiv chayv. You took it in your mouth. You walked out of it was on Shabbos. You went out of the tchum, out of the area where your hotza. You chayev, and amru lo chachamim, eino min hashem. Don't include Shabbos here. When we say, what do we not min hashem? Not part of the same category. Look at Rashi, de'ein chiyuv zeh mishum achila. We're discussing now, the Mishnah says, yesh ochel achila. A guy eats, and he's over on four chatot and an asham. Your case of, yeah, he's an achinam, he's over an extra chatat, right? But not because of eating. It's because of hotzah, and that's not enough. We're not discussing it, we're only discussing eating. Clear? Okay, come on. Now we start the Amud on Yud Dalet. What's like his name? Either Rimeir Yisur Chalal Yisur. Can we say from this Aloha Viya that Rimeir holds an Yisur Chalal Yisur? Because what's an Yisur Chalal Yisur? When one thing's already Asur, do we say that you can be over many Isurim on top of them? Maybe once you're already over on an Isur, over an Isur. Okay, see, so it was a Tamir Eit Chaylev. The fact that it happened to also be Notar and Mugdashim and on Yom Kippur doesn't mind you. There's no Isur Chalal Isur. The Isur here is a guy was a Tamei eating Chaylev. Or even, even a Tahor ate Chaylev. It was a Tamei here, whatever. But one of the Isurim already kicks in, and now it's just, there's no.
How does the concept of Kimle fit into this?
Kimle Rabbi Benay would mean if one of them was an Isur Malkot, one was Isur Mita, he'd get Mita, he wouldn't also get Malkot. But here with Chataot, they're all equal. It's not Kimle. Kimle mid the Rabbe Minay, the more Chamur one. See, for example, he did two Averas. What was it? One was Shreifa, one was Chenik. We'll see just now in a second. Actually, he had that just now. We'll see that coming up in Adia. There, you'd punish him. We'll see Machloket. You punish him for the more Chamur one, not for the more Chamur one. That's a sort of a Kimle. But both of them are Mita, so it doesn't really apply either. But Kimle is when you have two different.
Here they're also Shogeg.
Well, they're all shogeg.
They're all shogeg. So
even but kimle, even with shogeg applies, doesn't it?
No,
let's
punishment.
Say that a person that a person.
You're doing bringing chata. You're not bringing.
But let's say that he stole by mistake something.
You said on mita.
Is it only with kimle? Only with mita?
I think
I don't think so.
Yeah,
You mean only if mitta is in the exists?
Yeah.
You mean if one of the punishments is mitta, then you don't get the other punishments. If it's, but if it's malkut and a knas, what you don't get, you only is no kimle.
No.
I'd like to look it up. It could be okay. Well, that's an answer to your question. I suspect that is a, I have a question with that answer to your question, but let's see. Okay. Let's go. So now the Gemara said, "Name Rabbi Meir the Israel Chalal Isur." So Gemara, because the Gemara is a bit surprised that Rabbi Meir has Chal Isur Chalal Isur over here. This is all Gemara in Chulin, by the way. We learned a lot of this coming up on the stuff we've learned in Chulin. So Gemara says, "Nehi the Isur Greater Chalal Isur." Rashi adds in the word "greater," right? In other words, "Nehi the Isur Greater." Only one Isur, an Isur Greater Chalal Isur lately. When it's just adding an isur on top of another isur, you were over asur on this isur. It's a there, Rabbi Meir says, no isur chalal isur. However, isur kolel the isur mosif itlay. But Rabbi Meir does hold of a concept of isur kolel or isur mosif. Isur mosif is easy to understand. It's an expansion of the isur. You have an isur, and now suddenly you did things which it's a similar isur, but it expands. It expanded. Isur kolel. Look at Rashi. Rashi tries to explain that. Rashi explains it. I'm not sure I understand what Rashi tries to explain. Right? Look at Rashi says, yeah? Rashi says, what does it mean, a greater chilul isur lately? Kagon ha'ochel nivlat behema tameya. If you ate an isur, you ate a nevela behema tameya. That in itself is an isur, to eat a nevela of a behema tameya. Right? Because you can't shecht a behema tameya. So by definition, it's a nevela. That you won't say, it's an nevela, and it's an isur, and it's a behemoth tameya. Because that's the isur. The isur is nivlat behemoth tameya. The fact that there's multiple isurim here, the isur, it's all one big isur. Eilu chayim yishub nevela, why? Dehainu isur greater. Delay kelo kolev lo mosif. There's no other extension. But here in this case, the guy, there's notar, there's mukdashim, there's nevela, there's tamei, right? They are all separate isurim, which basically sprout out of the act that he's doing, right? That would be an isur kolel or an isur mosif. We'll see, maybe it'll become a little bit clearer when the Gemara brings different examples in a second of how they, what's a mosif and what's a kolel, what's included and what's expanding. So he said like this, so there Rabbi Meir would say that there is isur chalal isur, right? So he says, therefore, tahor me'ikara, if the guy was tahor, so then lo asur ele bechelev. Initially, what was the isur? He was tahor. There was no tameh here, eating in the mukdashim and etc. etc. He was tahor, but there was isur chelev. Ah, now havelei tameh. He became tameh. So there was a pre-existing isur of this tahor to eat chelev. Now this person with the pre-existing isur that became tameh. So we say migo da asur. Bechatichot tahorot, right? Now that he's tamei, and now suddenly even normal chatichot that aren't a nevela, right? That aren't chaylev, that are mutar to him, are now asur because he suddenly become tamei. So now itvase beinami isura alav chaylev. So now we say that that's an isur mosif. He was a tahor, so he was only isur to eat chaylev. Once it became a tamei, even regular food became asur, so now that isur is added onto another isur. Now suddenly isur chaylev will kick in on top of the fact that he's a tamei. You with me? You got it? Almost? Clear? A little bit? Okay. But the word carries on. It says, so also, the chaylev mikara lo asur ba'achila. Chaylev beforehand was only asur ba'achila. There was no isur hana'a b'chaylev. Right? Just couldn't eat the chaylev. Right? So now, akdashay, that chaylev, which was asur beforehand, only as an isur of chaylev, became kadosh. Now you suddenly the animal was brought as a korban. Migod idvasa isur dahana'a, right? Now suddenly that chaylev, which was mutar bahana'a, now becomes asur bahana'a. Why? Because it's kochin and there's me'ila. So that chaylev became asur bahana'a. A new isur kicks in. Idvasa beinami isur legabe chaylev. Now when you ate it, you were chay of chaylev. But there was also Hana'a, was Asur to you now. Chayrib had been Asur before, Chayrib becomes Asur as well. So what we're trying to see over here is that even though each one was an Isur on its own, if a new Isur within the same act and the same piece of meat or piece of chalal that you were busy with, a new Yisrael create was created, Rabbi Meir would agree that yeah, there will be Yisrael chalal Yisrael. That's what we'll be saying, right? Where if a normal case of a nifla tamei, of a nevela tamei, there's only one Yisrael. It's a nevela tamei. Ah, it happens to be a nevela, it happens to be a tamei. Doesn't make a difference. Right, so now, and the Gemara carries on. It was said, Beinami Isur Legabe Chelev. Okay, Vaakati still lehed yotu with regards to God, not a Kohen, the Asur, right? You know, we talk about a Kohen, only a Kohen can eat Kochim, right? But to a head yotu, the person, it's Asur. Avala Gavo Ashari, right? You're allowed to bring that Chelev onto the Beit HaMikdash. On the contrary, we burn the Emorim, right? And the Emorim include Chelev, the offal that we burn all the stuff at the end, includes Chelev. So to the korb, to the mizbeach, it's mutar. Havale notar. Now that piece of chayde becomes notar. It's also mit god it vasef isur legabe gavo. Now you can't put it onto the mizbeach. It vasef legabe hedyot. Okay, so now an extra isur of notar kicks in because it was mutar to the mizbeach. Now it's asur to the mizbeach. Since it's asur to the mizbeach, now also the person eats it becomes asur to him as well. So that one piece of chaylev, which was asked to him originally as a tahor, because it was chaylev, once it became tamei, and it became mugdashin, and it became notar, all those isurim all basically add on one on top of the other, chalal, 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 chalal. You may well agree, because it's the same problem that's being expanded and being widened as we go along. Now again, chalal Yom Kippur, suddenly Yom Kippur arrives. So yesterday was Friday when he did this korban, there wasn't a problem. Now, migod itvasef ba isur legabe chulin. Now, he couldn't even eat chulin on Yom Kippur. Itvasef ba legabe gavoa. Right? So now, also comes included here anything which was asur, not only chulin, but even asur of kochim. Okay, so that's basically, we see some sort of understanding here of what Rabbi Meir will say when he says chulin chal al chal, when it's a kolel or a
Mosif,
thank you. The Gemara is like this: V'nitnei chamesh chataot. So why do we stop at four chataot? And then Asham say, on the contrary, did the guy get five chataot? Bring four korbanot and expand an extra isur. What's the extra isur? V'nokma kagon da'achal kazayit pigul. Okay, so why do you want to stop over there? Say he ate chaylev, which was kochim, which was notar and pigul, and throw the whole book at him. And then said, so there's five chataot he's going to bring, not four chataot. So the Gemara says, no. B'chare b'heima kamari, b'shtei b'heimot lo kamari. We're talking over here about where the guy ate from one animal, not from two animals, right? And therefore, we can't have pigul, and we're not tar v'pigul, says the Gemara, we carry on there. And the concept of not tar, something which is out of bounds to eat because of time, and pigul, something which was asur from the outset to ever eat, b'chare b'heima lo mishkachat la. Look at Rashi over here. He says over here, b'shtei b'heimot lo mari, v'not tar pigul b'chare b'heima lo. Like the pigul, what is pigul? Eino ele ba'arba avodot shel dam. Remember that? Pigul is in the four avodot, right? What was the four avodot? Was the shchita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika, right? In those four stages, if the kohen said at the time in his mind, I'm going to do the avod in the wrong place, or the wrong time, whatever the case was, right? We had different ideas there, but I think more was the wrong place. Actually, wrong time. Wrong place was asur, right? Wrong time was pigul, right? We did call them both pigul. We defined it as wrong time was pigul, correct? So there it becomes pigul. Before he's actually done anything with the amit, it's at the blood stage, right? And now hilchach mi de pigla, lo chazia, lo lachirat adav, lo lachirat mizbeach. Once the blood's already out of asur, therefore the meat never gets a chance to even become right to the mizbeach. It's the meat, nothing happened to the meat. So as a result of that, hilchach lo chavale notar, can't become notar. Notar is only something which you're allowed to put on the mizbeach. You didn't put on the mizbeach in the right time, it became notar. Pigul was never allowed to go on the mizbeach in the first place. So how can pigul become notar? So that's why pigul and notar in the same animal can't exist. So you can't have, if we're discussing it, eating from one animal, you can't have pigul and notar. The Gemara says, why not? Alama. Lo mishkachana, why don't we have a case? Kagon shehalah, every pigul goes back. It was pigul, but the guy wasn't supposed to put it on his back, but he did. He went and done this and brought the piece of pigul onto his back. And what did we say? We said the halacha would be, the paka pigul aminei. that the fact that he brought into the Mizbeach has that ability, lahakshir, to enable it to come into the Mizbeach, it bursts out the pigul from it, right? And now he didn't do it on time, or he left it on his back and didn't burn it until the following morning, it became notar. Kedama Ulak, Ula said, what did Ula say? This is Gemara in Chulin. Think. Gemara. Wow, I thought it was in Chulin. No, it's Gemara in Zvachim. Okay, we've learned Zvachim as well, eh? Right? Ula's like, it's Kometz Pigul, a handful of Pigul. Right? Shehala, Legab Mizbeach, Paka Pigul of Menu. Vahavle notar, and it can be notar. So why did we say that that's the case? You're right, it normally can't be one animal, but here's a case where the guy took that pigul meat to put into his bayach, Ula tells us that the paga pigul lemine, and that became notar. We said, no, it still won't work. Why? Be'ever echad kamairi. Our case in point here, talk about one limb. B'shnei evarim lo kamairi. It can't work at two different limbs. V'notar upigul b'chad ever lo mishkachat la. And agreed that we can have a case where it can belong to the same animal, like Ula. But it can't be from the same limb. In other words, if you take a limb, the thigh of the animal, and you stick it on the Mizbeach, you can't have half a limb pigul, half a limb notar. The Mizbeach's going to make it all no longer pigul. And now,
I didn't follow it. You have an animal, the coin has different intent, so it's pigul.
Pigul.
And he takes one limb and he starts...
He took any part of the animal, took a kazait of the animal, yeah. He put it on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, like we've seen before, tamei meat put on the Mizbeach, you leave on the Mizbeach, remember? We had the halacha, then once you leave it, you don't take it off. Why don't you take it off? Because according to Ula, the pigul goes away. The Mizbeach extracts the pigul from it and becomes kosher for the Mizbeach.
And he's no longer subject to karet?
And there's no longer the coin, the karet. If the coin's karet is a separate issue, you say the coin is still over on pigul. The fact that he did pigul is chayav karet. Okay. But the meat stays in the Mizbeach. The meat is no longer pigul. So now if somebody else who wasn't the coin who did the pigul comes along and eats it, I should be chayev for chaylev, notar, and pigul, and tamei, and yom kippur, bring five chataot. The other coin of the pigul still gets his karet. But the meat now...
If another person comes along who happens to be tamei, and it's on yom kippur...
It could be the same person, it would be an extra chata, but it's
the same person, because he's not, we just said that...
No, but he gets karet. He gets karet. According to Steve, Kimlei doesn't apply.
Well, maybe it has to be the same person. It can't
no, I don't think so. This meat was tainted by pigul.
But it lost its pigul.
Now, somebody brought that meat up. It doesn't have to be the same guy. Could be the same guy. Doesn't have to be the same guy. Because now we're not discussing him. Now we're discussing the meat, right? So the meat was pigul. Here, coin X did the work. It became pigul. Either coin X has a lapse of memory, or another coin comes along and knows that it's pigul even, and says, doesn't matter, you're kanai. How come it even the meat on there? I run to put it onto the Mizbeach to try and save the meat. Ula says, the meat is saved.
Would it make a difference
to Ula,
not to coin?
No, then it's Asur. What's not a coin doing about a Mizbeach? But we're not discussing, we're discussing eating now. Let's look for other issues now. Remember, the Gemara already bounced out and said we're not even talking about Shabbos because we're discussing eating now. So let's not worry about other issues.
Is it the sort to eat pigul?
Sure.
Because firstly, it's not eating, it's the intention of the
pigul. But the meat became pigul, so now it's asur. It's got to be burnt. So now, but you understand the process of what's happening here? Come on, Robert, man. This is not the most difficult Gemara we've learned.
I understand. A bunch of things happening here.
But we're trying to find the extra issue, and the extra issue is how can we have pigul? So we said we can't have pigul and notar in one animal. So we said, okay, we said no, we're talking about one limb. And Ula said you put the limb on the thing, and then it will be. So the Gemara's gonna say now in a second, you can't have pigul and notar at something one, and now we've got pigul and notar. So the Gemara said like this, I'm like a gonshala, every pigul look at his back. The palge. We said the can't have pigul and notar in one limb. So he says, why not? We can't find it. Kagon shala, every pigul goes back. He brought this every which was pigul to the Mizbeach. The palgay anchal goes back. Half he put on the Mizbeach. And half was outside the Mizbeach. So now, really, according to Ula's magic over here, only half becomes a pake pigul mine. And half stays pigul minay, so the one half has still got pigul, and the other half now is notar because it wasn't pigul, becomes notar. Okay? Got it? So Gemara says, the hudu is beach paka pigul, vahavale notar. Uklama ula, komet pigul shalag is beach, pigul, paka pigul, vahavale notar. What's the dabbe? The law can't be. Why? I roved de mizbeach, shadja de mizbeach. Roved de brai, shadja de brai. Why? Because we're going to go after the rov. Look at Rashi over here. We're going to go after the rov. Rashi says, yeah. We're never going to get to exactly 50% of the piece of limb in size and in weight and in nefach, etc. You're always going to have slightly more on or slightly more off. We're going to go after the rov. So if most of it is off, it's all going to stay pigul. If most of it's on, it's all going to lose pigul. Right?
Where are they? That they define it by a limb as opposed to part of a whole animal.
We're discussing you took one limb. We just answered the second ago.
I will confess
that you did tell me this morning that you were feeling 100% well. Okay. No, so we make allowances.
Yes, you put a limb on, but that limb is part of a whole animal. So look at the roof of the whole animal.
But the animal's piggle.
So is a limb.
But the piggle's gone. The piggle, we don't know where the animal is. We know where the animal is. Is that we now see the guy ate a kazayit here, right? He ate a kazayit. And he's over on four chataot because he ate a kazayit. So now we say, but maybe, why are you telling me he's only chayev on notar? Tell me he's chayev on pigul, on the other way around.
Yeah,
why you tell me that he's, we said here, v'nitni chameshcha v'nokbeka gond achal kazayit pigul. Why tell me ani chaylev? I want a notar, right? In the Mishnah we said that he ate notar. Why notar? Throw into pigul here as well. So now we're trying to understand, how can this thing that he ate also be notar and also be pigul? So we said we can't have notar and pigul in the same animal because if the animal becomes pigul, you aren't chayev to bring onto the mizbeach. If you aren't chayev on the mizbeach, there was never a time limit for it. It could have become notar. So we said, no, we're discussing a case where you brought it onto the mizbeach and pak a pigul. Right? So we said, okay, if you pak a pigul, then it's all pigul gone. So again, we're back to the stage one where you can't have pigul and notar. Either it's pigul. Or it's not pigul. And if you're telling me, according to Ullah, paka pigul, so that's all paka pigul. We said, no. How can we have a case where you brought half a limb, where you brought a limb and you stuck it in the mizbeach, half on, half off. The half on, paka pigul, the pigul went away. And the half off stayed pigul. And when you ate your kazayit was from a part of the part that was pigul and a part that was notar, and you chayv here both notar and pigul. So we're trying to find a situation where you can have a limb or a piece of meat which could be both pigul and both notar. Right? So Amalelo can't be, because we're saying, either if it's on the Mizbeach, it's on the Mizbeach. It's not on the Mizbeach, not on the Mizbeach. So if it's half-half, we're not going to find exactly half. And we're assuming that slightly more will be either on or off. And we're going to go after the Rav. And if the slightly more is on, it's all going to lose pigul, so there's no pigul anymore. And if it's all half, slightly more than half is off, then it all is pigul, and therefore there's no notar. You got it? Pigul and notar in this case are two sides of the same coin. Either it's heads or it's tails. Either it's pigul or it's notar. We're not going to have pigul and notar. That's where we're up to there.
So what happens with the rest of the animal?
We don't even know what the animal is. The rest of the animal might have been burnt or buried or stolen or disappeared or got... We're not discussing the rest of the animal now. We don't care about the rest of the animal now. No, we're discussing only a limb.
Okay. That's what I was trying to say.
That was a question.
No, I understand.
Now, I will tell you one thing. I, there's a note I saw somewhere that there is such a concept that if the pigul was paka from the limb, it could be that it worked on the rest of the animal as well. Okay? So none of you are off the wall. But it's not the focus of our sugya. Okay? So I'm trying to limit it to the focus of our sugya. Right? So now, so Gemara says, wait a second, if that's so simple, what you're telling me, that we go after this Rav case, and that's your answer, then Tifshot Dabayi, you all remember this question, there was a Gemara in Masechet Chulin, where there was a question over there, right, Dabayi Rama Bar Chama, right, and the Masura Shah says it there in Chulin, it's actually Rava, right, Halchu Ba'evarim Acharovolo. Do we go with Avarim after the Rov or Lo? And there, if you look at Rashi over here, Achub Avarim, Ha Bai Perik Bahema Ha Makshe in Chulin. If you go to the Gemara in Chulin, you'll see the question there was, if you've got a Bechor in the womb, can you, and you want to, remember you want to try and damage the Bechor before it's born. Remember that? One of the ways to get out of the Bechor was to create the womb before it was born, because it only became a Kodesh when it left the womb. Right? Now, what if there was half the animal was out already, but now is it Rosh, Rovo, Rubo, or Rosho, right? Remember that? Rov, Rosho, Rov, Gufo, if half the head, more than majority of the head, the majority of the animal is out. What if the majority of the animal is out, but in order for the majority of the animal out, one of its limbs is half out? And we're not sure if that exact limb is half-half or slightly more, slightly in. Do we go after the Rov? Don't we go after the Rov? This is the same question. Do we go with the limbs after the Rov? So the Gemara says, if it's so passionate over here of how you solve this case on the Mizbeach, then we can use this solution over here to solve our question there of Eivarim Acharov Olo. And we see we never use this situation of the Mizbeach to solve our limbs or law. Therefore, it can't be the case of half on the Mizbeach, half off the Mizbeach, because it would have been passionate. We could have solved the Kashya there in Chulin. The Gemara says, you're right. Let's leave it alone. Ella, what is the reason here doesn't work? Ella, Bekazait Echad Kamari. Our Mishnah is speaking specifically about a guy who ate one kazai. Now you have to have the kazai, it has to be either notar or pigul. And in the example that you brought a second ago, where you stick a limb on the mizbeach and half on, half off, even if it's exactly half on, half off, you have to have a kazai from the pigul and a kazai from the notar to be chayv notar and pigul. You with me? If you got half a kazai from here and half a kazai from here, you haven't eaten either a full kazai of either. And the question, we saw it the other day, that notar and pigul don't mix tarif, the half a kazaitim. Am I right or am I wrong? Remember we had that case in the Mishnah the other day where we said, what is mitztaref? Anybody with me? Mm-hmm. The other day we had, where was it, where we said that mitztaref, and we said there, certain, we said that, that was, remember we said, chamur b'minyan v'b'minin, remember that? We have different things. It's some things are minin. If you ate two kazaitim, behelam echad. Or if you ate a kazait of two different things, behelam echad. Help me. Where was that? Where was that? No, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Where was that? Here. On Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Go to Mishnah Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Where did Amulo Maimir towards the end of the Mishnah? We said ze chomer beminin harbe mimin echad vechomer beminin echad min harbe sheim achal kechetzi zayit vechazar vechetzi zayit acher behelam achat mimin echad chayev mishnei minin patur. Remember we saw that if you ate two chetzei kazayit of the same min in a one lapse of memory, they join up and you chayev a kazayit. If you ate a chetzi zayit of one min of pigul and one chetzi zayit of one min of notar, in the Helam Echad, they don't join up. So here we're talking about you need one min, you need one kazait of the same thing to eat. And that's why we say we speak about one kazait, not two kazaitim. And therefore, this answer is not going to work. And that's why you're not going to have again pigul and notar in the same kazait. Which is velo, v'haketani, didn't we learn Yom HaKippurim? In our Mishnah, we learned about Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, kotevet, you're on chayev. What's your measure of eating on Yom Kippur to be chayev? A kotevet. A kotevet is basically a date. Thank you. Right? Not a kazait. And it's two kazaitim. A date is the size of two kazaitim. I think Rashi says it. Does Rashi say that? Kotevet it by shnei kazaitim. Oh, the Gemara says it. Right? Kotevet hu de mechayev. A kotevet it by shnei zaitim. And a kotevet is two kazaitim. Look at Rashi. Dekach beita blia machzik. Because we established, he says, Rashi, that your throat over here, when you're swallowing, can hold two kazaitim, that's the water that holds, and therefore to you to fill your beit abliyah. And Yom Kippur there we see here is two kazaitim. So we see that, you know, we're not discussing eating only one kazait. Because if you only one kazait, Yom Kippur you wouldn't be chayav. The Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Zaira, kagon she'achal kulia b'chelva. What are we talking over here? Yom Kippur, we're not discussing isurim of kazaitim. You ate a kulia, kilia, it's a kidney. Right, b'chelva. Remember, the kidney has the chelav on top of it. Remember the Yoter Takaved, etc. It's got like the chalev on top of it. He said, we're discussing in Yom Kippur that you ate the kulia, the kidney with its chalev. So you over on Yom Kippur because of the kidney made up and the chalev was on top of it as well. That's the first answer. Papa gives another rabbi. He says, no, go on to Malia Batamre. You filled up the chalev with dates. In other words, you were eating a little bit more. Rav Ada gave the third answer. Rav Ada says, no. Rav Ada says, you know what? Rav Ada bar Acha Matni, we actually are going to Mishnah Rav Acha where we do say Chamesh Chataot. We said, remember the Gemara said, "Venitne chamesh chatot." Let's learn chamesh chatot. Comes along and says, "Ignore the last two answers." I've had Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "You are over on chamesh chatot." Umetarish like a gondach kazait pigul. where you actually ate a kazait pigul, where you did eat a kazait, so it was two kazaitim. We don't accept the previous answers of Rav Zeira where you ate a kilia, or of other where he said you filled it up with dates. Okay, so there's two ways of learning it. Either we only 21 kazait, or according to Rav Ada, we're talking about two kazaitim, and that's why Yom Kippur you were over on Kortevet, it was two kazaitim, the one was pigul, and the one was notar, very nice. It was, okay, you know what, we're going to roll here. If you say we can be over on five chataot, we need neshesh chataot. Let's throw in an extra isur along the way, another chatan, and say what? Not only did the guy eat pigul v'notar, he also ate dam. In one fell swoop, he ate this chaylev. In the chaylev was pigul, was notar, and he was done with it. Right? Why are we stopping over there? The Gemara says no. B'chada achida kamari, b'shta achidot lo kamari. Right? We're talking only about one eating measure here, not in two. V'shiaroch hachamim it beit abliya machzik v'ei beit abliya machzik yoter mishnei zaitim. Like we saw before, and the beit abliya can't hold more than two kazaitim. Therefore, the most the guy can eat in one shot is a kotevet, which is two kazaitim. To eat another kazait of dam would be three kazaitim. That's really too much. We can't have it. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah now. Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Meir said, "Imaya Shabbat v'otziyo chayiv," also because of Shabbos, right? So now the Gemara gets a little bit technical over here and says like this: "V'nitni im hotziyo chayiv," right? Let's learn, right? Im he took it, he did hotzai is chayev. My taiketani im hayta Shabbos. In other words, why would you add in Shabbos here? Just say he's chayev edi on hotzai. Ki why? On Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we chayev also on hotzai. Why do we say it has to be Shabbos to be chayev on hotzai? We say you chayev on Yom Kippur for eating. Say on Yom Kippur you were chayev hotzai as well. Right? Look at Rashi over there. V'nitim hotzai o chayev da Yom Kippur hu. Right? Why do we have to get involved in Shabbos or not? I'm Rafram. So now remember Rafram? These are from all our Rafram by Papa, Rama Papa Seta, right? So I'm a Rafram. Zot omeret. Maybe we can prove from here, says Rafram. It's a Gemara in Yuma. Eruv v'hotza'a l'Shabbat. Eruv is the Eruv that is the Isru of Isru de Rabbanan. And hotza'a from one Rishut to another Rishut is only applies to Shabbos. Vain Eruv Hotza Yom Kippur. Maybe we can say Yom Kippur and Achilam. There's no Isru Hotza in Eruv on Yom Kippur. And therefore it wouldn't apply. And that's why the Mishnah had to say Yom Kippur and Shabbos and couldn't say Shabbos on its own, Yom Kippur on its own. Right, look at Rashi there. Rafram Amar. Lachi lo tana pigu. De lo mairi b'shnei. No. Sorry, Papa. Wrong one. Zoto meri. Midaktania filu b'shabbos. Ain Eruv Hotza Yom Kippur. Now Yom Kippur. De'im yesh isur b'hotza Yom Kippur. If there was isur of hotza Yom Kippur, amai it's shichtu ribu yishah. Why if they had in Shabbos? Ha dachi Yom Kippur. He's dochi Yom Kippur. Yeah, the Eruv. B'shabbos hotza. B'hu adin b'shabbos. Right? He says, Meshani Dilma. So he said, maybe the answer, Rashi says, and what's the answer the Gemara gives? Meshani, the answer is Dilma yesh Eruv Hotza Yom Kippurim. There already is isur shabbos. Hachi ketani. Im haita Shabbat. V'hotziyo chayev af mishum Shabbat v'yom ha-kippurim. And that's what we wanted to say. Not that you aren't chayev on Yom Kippur, but you be chayev an extra Isur on Yom Kippur and Shabbos, and we throw another Isur at you. And that's how we wanted to learn it. Right? Ela itmar, he says, but that's a problem. What's a problem? But so therefore, that doesn't... So what Rafram wanted to try and prove about not having Hotza on Shabbos, we can't actually prove from this Mishnah. However, if you want to go ahead and say Rafram has got someone to say, Itmar de Rafram al-Hada Itmar, El Itmar de Rafram al-Hada, say Rafram was discussing another case where he wanted to try and prove about Shabbos Yom Kippur. The Tanya, we got a brighter. The Pasuk says, right, the Pasuk over here says, the Pasuk in Vayikra, it says, V'samach Aaron et shtei yadav arosh ha-sa'ir, ותחי ותבדה עליו וכל אבנות בני ישראל ואת כל הפשעים ולכל אותם ונתן אותם על ראש הסעיר ושילח ביד איש איתי על בריין. He said this is the סעיר המשתלח, right? סעיר לזזל. And he gave it to the איש איתי. Remember איש איתי? We learned איש איתי, right? איש איתי, we said a couple of things. We saw איש איתי, we said a guy who was מיועד to that. We saw a day that a person was going to die in the next 12 months. Anyhow, remember that idea? He was a person dedicated to actually take out the סעיר המשתלח and walk with him. So here we learned there, Bright, it says, V'shalach b'yad ish iti. So what is ishiti? Look at this. Likutei Rashi over here. Ishiti hamuchan lechach biyom etmo. He was already prepared yesterday. That's a Rashi there in Vayikra. Right? He was a guy dedicated for this purpose. And what is going on over here? We are ishiti ish. What does ish mean? Lahach shir tazar. Does it be a kohen? Iti. What does iti mean? Afilu betuma. Even the guy was tamei. Afilu beshabbos. Even if it's Shabbos. Now, why do we need a limud, a special limud that on Yom Kippur you have to have a guy who can do this mishtaleach iti, even if it was Shabbos? Why do we need a limud for Shabbos? Isn't there a problem with hotza'a here on Yom Kippur? It seems not. It seems, when is the problem? If Yom Kippur happened to be on Shabbos, we have to have a gzeret akatu to say on Yom Kippur that's on Shabbos, you can take it out of the rishut as well. Iti b'mezuvan ketani, iti avinu b'Shabbos. And Amrav Rafan, and Rafram said from there, Zotomeret, Erev Otzah LeShabbos, Erev Otzah LeYom Kippur. Why? Because why did a limud? Tell me the special heter here for Shabbos. If it was a normal Yom Kippur, I didn't need the limud. See, only for Shabbos, I need a special limud. Shani. So he says, maybe not. Maybe that's not proof at all. Why? Shani Sira Mishtaleach, Dech Shiro B'Yom HaKippurim Bekach. That this is part of Yom Kippur. Just like you're allowed to back and bring a korban on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to bring a korban on Shabbos, so too, hotza'ah is normally asur on Yom Kippur, but this is hechsher din, this is part of the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Right? Ela Rafram Barut, Ela Rafram Barut, and Rafram is an external idea, it's a way off, right? Baruta, right? Bari, from outside, going to the cause, new mishtaka. Yes, bia chat. Okay, now, I've prepared a bit of a chart over here. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I didn't really look at the book, because I learned on this page. When I turned over to start turning over to move on to the next page, I saw these charts over here. I really started preparing my own chart, and I understand my own chart better than I understand what they've got in the book. But anyhow, nonetheless, we'll try and go through this quickly and see how it makes sense. It works like this. Yesh ba bia achat. There's a case when a person has bia, has sexual relations with a woman, and in one act of sex, right? Chayev aleya sheish chataot. There's six chataot here. It was by mistake, obviously, right? I mean, he never intended, he never knew it was her. He thought it was his wife. Okay, let's start with that. He thought it was his wife. Otherwise, it's not a chatat, right? Otherwise, it's chayev amazed. So he thought it was his wife. He thought it was everything was mutar. It was halacha lemas. Everything glat kosher. And he discovers, oops, this is actually, not only is my mother-in-law, we'll see in a second, right? Right? Chayev alav sheish chataot. Okay, so how would it be? Right? So how does it happen that he's chayev? So just look quickly there, the Shittim HaKubetzit. He says, Abba al-Bito, and he gives an example who this is over here. Kagon Amalek, right? Amalek Baal Imo had a relation with his mother, V'holid Mimena Bat, and had a daughter with her. Shehi Bito V'achoto. So it turns out that that girl now, if he had relations with that girl, it's his daughter and his sister. They've got a common mother, right? So now back to the Mishnah. He says, Chetzal, Abba al-Bito, right? He has a relationship with this. So now we're talking about that case over there, like Amalek. We're talking about a guy who's a little bit not so kosher to begin with, right? But he did tshuva, okay? He had this daughter with his mother, and now he's got a daughter with his sister, and he becomes a chozer b'tshuva, okay? And now he has a lapse. And haba al bito, chayav, he's chayav now on what? Alea mishum bito, because it's his daughter, v'achoto, because it's his sister, and it's also eshet achiv. How's an eshet achiv, says Rashi? Because she had married his brother. It's his daughter, she can marry his brother. And it's his sister from another mother, let's say. They're half-brothers. They've got different relationships, right? It's not the same, I don't know, how can it be? Yeah, right? She said, look, ulacha mitato, right? So it's his daughter, who's his sister, who married his brother, v'eshet achi aviv, and she's also the mother, the wife of his father's brother. Rashi says over here, v'eshet achiv, she'naseit lo kodim lechach, ulachar mito, and then that brother died. His brother died. V'nasa achi aviv, she married his uncle, right? V'eshet ish, and she's still married to his uncle, so she's a wife. V'nida, and she's a nida. So in all these six cases, she is asur to him, and therefore, there's six chataot over here. Now, I drew a little bit of a chart over here, but we'll see. It gets a little bit more complicated. See the next Mishnah. Right, so that is pretty. Actually, that's actually a straightforward Mishnah. I think it was like this. Now, again, right? We're assuming over here that the Tanna of this Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, Right? Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. There's no day in the Mishnah. Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says we've got to be a Isur Chalal Isur, right? Because it's a Isur of Bat, and it's Isur of Achoto, and Isur of Eshet Ish and Nida and Bat Achiv, Eshet Achiv and Eshet Avi Achiv. All these Isurim are Isur Chalal Isur. Baha late letter Rabbi Meir Isur Chalal Isur. But then we have a cloud that Rabbi Meir says there's not Isur Chalal Isur. So how come we have all these Isurim? And Rashi says, how do we know that Rabbi Meir's got no Isur Chal Isur? He says, Daha lo baye le okome le el ele be Isur klal umosif. Because already you saw that in the previous Amud, Rabbi Meir said that when is Isur Chal Isur? If it's a klal umosif, but not a regular Isur Chal Isur. And it appears to us at the moment, this is Isur Chal Isur. So Gemara says, no, need Isur Chal Isur leitle. Have Isur umosif, Isur kolel leitle, itle. And this is an Isur kolel umosif. So this is an additional and expansive, inclusive and expansive isur, not a regular isur. Why? Kagon sheba al imo voholibat. He had relations with his mother and he had a daughter from her. Now the isur bito v'achoto b'hadei adari ate. In one fell swoop now, there's an isur bat and an isur achot at the same time, right? Because his daughter and his sister. Now, so there was that isur. Now, say to Achiv, she married his brother. So now we say, migodit vasef isur gabe achin. Since the new isur of Iyah, suddenly an isur of ach, right? It was a isur legabe dida. All those other isurim now kick in. So it's an isur mosif. Right? And Nasait l'achei aviv, she married his father's brother. Migod it was a isur legabe shar achei aviv. Since now all his father's brothers are asur to her because they asur to marry your brother's wife. It was a legabe. He also, this isur kicks into him as well. And havela eshit ish, she's married. Migod it was a isur legabe aviv. Now she's asur to the whole world. It was a nami legabe. And the isur of eshit ish also kicks into him. And havela ish became a nida. Migod it was a isur legabe. Even to her husband, she's asur. It was a nami legabe. Did it because asur to him as well. So therefore, it's an isur mosif, and therefore, we married would say isur mosif. Okay, new Mishnah. Haba bat bito. Okay, here's the chart that I drew. That was an easy chart. This is okay. Haba bat bito. He has relations with his granddaughter. Okay, his bat bito, his daughter's daughter. All right. Chayav alea mishum bat bito. She's his asur to her because of bat bito. Vekalato. Right, and also his daughter-in-law. Why is he asur her daughter-in-law? Because his granddaughter married his son. She married her uncle. Okay? Which is mutar. She can marry her uncle. And now it's her son's wife. So it's his daughter-in-law. There's an issue now on granddaughter and issue on daughter-in-law. Ve'eshet achiv. Right? And that son died. And then she married his brother. Right? So the son died, so she was an Asur Karato, and now the son died, she married his brother, and now she's Eshet Achiv. And then that brother died, and she married his uncle. So now she's Asur to him also as Eshet Achi Aviv, okay, his father's brother. So this woman is now onto her third husband. What can you do? Her first husband's died. Miskena, right? In fact, a woman's not married. A woman whose two husbands died is a Kotelet, right? It was the three. I think third husband dies, she can't get married again, right? Because then she's a killing woman. But if she's so far, she's safe. Only two husbands have died, and she now marries the third husband, so she married her uncle. She likes to keep it in the family, right? So she married her uncle, he died. She married her father-in-law's uncle. Her father-in-law's uncle, right? She married her husband's grandfather, okay? She might have divorced. No, because if she might have divorced. Okay, she might have got divorced. Okay, she could have got divorced. Let's say she could have got divorced. Okay, dying is in the same family. You know, if they got divorced, then she's going to marry her uncle and they have Pesach together and her ex-husbands are sitting at the table. That's so pashut. So let's say they died. Okay? Veshlachi Aviv. Then Ve'eshet Ish. Also Asur for Eshet Ish. Venida. So let's go through it again. He had relations with his granddaughter. He's over on granddaughter, daughter-in-law, because she married his son, and she married his brother, and she married his uncle. So those are four Isurim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im avar zakein benasa. Rabbi Yossi said, wait a second now. If his father, this guy's father, the zakein, okay, the guy we're speaking about, his father, remember, she was previously married to this guy's father's brother. Now that guy died, the father went ahead and married her. Now he was asked to marry her, it appears. That's why Rabbi Yossi says, Im Avar Zakain Venasa. Avar meaning he was over, right? He wanted, he should have married her. Look at Rashi, yeah? Im Avar Hazakain, Aviv Shelze, Venasa, Vacharkach Baalea Ze, Chayav Afal Esheta Av. So now, if in the meantime her third husband died, okay? Now we'll see why I'll say, Michael, why we'll say that he died. Because the Gemara is going to say in a second, but what do you mean? How could she marry him? Right, there's an issue here to marry your brother's sister, your brother's wife. So we'll say, no, he did Yibum. He died without children. Okay? So therefore we see that they died. Okay, that's why I'm happy with the Gemara. Okay, well, that's the case. Okay, so we'll see in a second, right? Chayav alei, then the Gemara said, well, then why did you use the Lashon Avar? Right? So Chayav alei Mishum Eshet Av. And the Mishnah said, V'chein Abal Bat Ishto V'Abat Bita. The same scenario would exist. Not if he had started off relations with his granddaughter, but if it was his wife's daughter, or his wife's granddaughter. Okay, the same thing would apply, the same story. We're discussing at the moment that he started. Is the situation clear? What happens? A guy has relations with his granddaughter, who once was married to his son, so it's his daughter-in-law, once was married to his brother, so it's his brother's wife, once was married to his uncle, so it's his father's brother's wife, and then his father went in and married her, and it became his father's wife as well. Right? And she's an Nida, and she's an Eshet Ish. So we've got 60 surim here. Clear?
Yep.
Okay. The Gemara says, Ketani chayev alea mishum eshet av. The Gemara says, what do you mean chayev? Because in the last case there, right, of Rabbi Yossi, you said if the zakeh went and married her, he's also chayev because of eshet av. He says, Misharilei, how could the father marry her in the first place? Right, look at Rashi, yeah? Misharilei, la'aviv shelzeh, his father to marry her. V'ha eshet achiv hi, she's the father's brother's wife. Because we're making that. How can he marry her? This father, that the son becomes chayev on that. Because we know that it was his father's brother's wife. Why? Because we already said that the son is chayev because of Eshet Achi Avi, because of having relations with his father's brother's wife. So how could the father end up marrying his brother's wife? Alma Asir Leila Avi Mishum Eshet Achi. He can't marry her. The ain law issued by the issue never took place. So Amai Ka'amar Rabbi Yossi Chayav Alei Mishum Eshet Av. In other words, even if the father wanted to marry her, he never really married her. So that extra issur could never take place because the kiddushin wasn't tofsin. There's no marriage yet. She's not her father's wife, and that issur shouldn't be. You with me? Right. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov Shavar Mishum Kalat Bito. Amar Yaakov Shavar. Sorry, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kegon Shenafla Lo Leibum. That was the case. The father's brother never had children, and when he died, he never had children. Therefore, the father did yibum with her so that he could carry them, and that was mutar le yibum. Right, look at Rabbi Yochanan Rashi there. Shenafla le yibum meechav shemait belo banim ubahu le yavma. Right, and then she came to be yavma. So the Gemara said, wait a second. If that's the case, you're telling me that she did yibum imkain my avar. Why did Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah use the word im avar zakein vedasa? Avar seems to imply that he didn't do it per heter. And Rabbi Yaakov she avar mishum kalato benoshnia. What was the avar over here? Right? What was avar over here? This father, he was over on an isur derabanan. Right? The brother we're speaking about in case, the son now, who's the guy who had relations with his granddaughter, who ended up marrying his father as well, that guy and his father, that father had another son. Okay? Had another son. Right? And what was the case? He had another son. Shavar Mishum Kalat Benoshnia. Had another son. Right? And he is the source of the Isur. How is he the source of the Isur? Look at Rashi over here. Imked b'may avar zaken ha-shapir abay. He was perfectly kosher. Right? Da'en asur elu mishum isur erva. Im tomar karatohi, da'ha mechavinan librei mishum eshet ach, lav pirichu. Okay, so look at Rashi. It's da'ava mishum karatoh b'roshia. Midiv restof from isur d'rabanan. Da'ha chayavnu librei mishum kalato. Right? What happens over here? This guy, we said... Sorry. We haven't got the extra son yet. Sorry. Remember we said that the father that one of his isurim was that he was over on his daughter-in-law because his granddaughter was married to his son. Forget the old man now, the grandfather. Talk about the actual person himself. He said it was his granddaughter, and he was over. The first issue was over was a granddaughter and on daughter-in-law. Now, the daughter-in-law, why was she daughter-in-law? Because she was married to this guy's son. So this guy's father, now his grandson, had married her. With me? Let's go through one more time. We said in the Mishnah originally that the guy's over on the following Isurim. He's over on granddaughter, because it's his daughter's daughter, who was married to his son, who's also over on daughter-in-law. And then the son died and she married the uncle. And then the uncle died and she married the father. But when she was married, but she had been married to this guy's son. And that's why he was over on daughter-in-law. Now, the son is the grandchild of the father, of this guy's father. There's an issue d'rabbanan to have relations with your grandson's wife. That's why the father wasn't allowed to marry her. Midoraita, it worked. And the yibum here worked. But there was an issue d'rabbanan here of shniot le'arayot. And shniot le'arayot is with your grandson's wife, you can't have a correlation to marry either. Okay? That's what look at Rashi here. Right, now that's the Gemara. Right, she'avra mishum kalat beno shniya. That's a shniya is arayot. Right, k'detani, we learned in the Braita, kalato erva, your daughter-in-law's erva, and kalat beno, the daughter-in-law of your son is a shniya, and this was the daughter-in-law of his son, because she was married to his son's son. You got it? Look here, Michael. Look at the chart. Here's the guy we're talking about. That was his granddaughter he started with. Who was the first person she was married to? To this guy's son. That's why it was his daughter-in-law, because she was married to his son. Now, here's the grandfather. The grandfather, son, grandson. He was married to her. And now she's married to him. She was, at one stage, married to his grandson. Issu de Rabbanan to marry your grandson's wife, or a relation with your grandson's wife. So here, when she now came full circle, ended up marrying his brother, and then the brother died, and he did yibum with her, she shouldn't have done yibum with her, Dirabani, he should have done chalitza. And that's why Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah said, im avar hazakain, he was over on Yisud Dirabanan. He was over Yisud Dirabanan, and the kiddushim was tofsin. That's why when this guy had relations with her, he was chayev, because it was actually his father's wife. Dirabanan, it shouldn't have been his father's wife, but Doraita was his father's wife. That's the worst question. That's the isu shniot derad rabbanan. It goes on forever. The Gemara says like this: Umit Rabbi Yossi isu chalal isu. So now we ask Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi wants to say that there's the isu over here of the father, etc. Through Rabbi Yossi, tell us we got a Mishnah. Sorry, that said like this: if a person did an aveir, it's got his chayav mitah for both of them. They're two mitas. Nidon bechamura. So the Tanakhama says, he's nidon b'chamor, look at Rashi here, b'shtei mitot, chamoto v'eshet ish, for example. Your mother-in-law and she's married. Okay? Ike shreifa v'chinek. For your mother-in-law, you chayev on chamoto shreifa. If you just stamen eshet ish, you chayev only chinek. Shreifa is more chamor than chinek. Remember, burning goes skillet shreifa chinek. Right? Shreifa is more chamor than chinek. So now he says there, the Tanakhama says, Nidon b'chamura, which would be Shreifa in this case. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nidon b'zika rishona sheba'a alav. Rabbi Yossi says, no. It depends which was the issue which existed first. And Rashi said like this, what does it mean b'zika rishona? V'lo b'achron, not the achron, it ain't isu chal isu. There Rabbi Yossi says, no isu chal al isu. What does he mean over here? Rashi explains it. Right? Before we get into Rashi, for example, I'll explain it. For example, let's say that your mother-in-law, when you got married to your wife, she was a widow or a divorcee. So there was no issue of Eshet Ish. So when you married her, there was an issue of Eshet Ish. In theory, you were allowed to have relations with her before you married your wife. Right? Because she wasn't an Eshet Ish. She's not your mother-in-law. And having relations with your girlfriend's mother is not an issue. Right? It's only your wife's mother that's an issue. So now, once you marry her, she becomes your wife's mother. So beforehand, there was no issu eshet ish, there was issu of chamoto. Now she got married in the process, now she became an eshet ish as well. Agreed? So what was the Zikr Rishona here? What was the issue that kicked in first? Chamoto. Let's say before you married your wife was, your mother-in-law was happily married. She's an Eishet Ish. So there's an issue, a pre-existing issue. That woman is asur to you now as an Eishet Ish, even if you don't marry your wife, even while she's your girlfriend. Then you marry your wife. Now a new issue kicks in of Chamoto. So what was the pre-existing issue? Eishet Ish. So in the first case, when you married her and she was a widow or a divorcee, it was would have been straight for the punishment according to Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because the first issue was Chamoto. In the second scenario, there was already an issue of Eishet Ish. So now if you had relations with her and she was married, you only be Chai of Chenek, not Shreifa. That's Rabbi Yossi. There's no issue of Chal Issur. There was already a pre-existing issue of Eishet Ish. You marry her now, that new issue of Chamoto doesn't Chal on Eishet Ish. Eishet Ish was already pre-existing. That's what the Tanakh says, okay? So we've got Rabbi Yossi says that. So how can Rabbi Yossi say in our case that there's suddenly an extra issue here of Eishet Aviv kicks in? Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that there's no issue Chal Al Issur. Right? Aver Sheesh Pashtem Ito Nido Mechamur Rabbi Yossi Omei Nido Mezik Rishona. V'tanya, we said the Ketzad, and how does this work? Rabbi Yossi, Nido Mezik Rishona. Chamoto V'naseit Eishet Ish. If she was your mother-in-law, then she got married. Nido Mishum Chamoto. If she was Eishet Ish, she was your mother. She was a married woman. And then she got married, she became your mother-in-law. Nido Mishum Eishet Ish. So we see Rabbi Yossi says there's no Isur Chalal Isur. So Gemara says, "Am Rabbi Abahu." Abahu says, "Like this, Mode Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi does agree with Chachamim be Isur Mosif. In a case of Isur Mosif, what Isur Mosif? Ah, there was already an Isur over here of Kalato, already an Isur here of Bat Pito, of Kalato, of Eshet Ach Aviv, Mosif on Eshet Ach Aviv, of Eshet Aviv." There Rabbi Yossi will agree. The Chaim Kapter, Rabbi Kaim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, Bishru Mosif, he also said that. And the Gemara says, now, okay. So now we understand, we got two Makorot here, Rabbi Abahu and Rabbi Yochanan, in the Rabbi said, Rabbi Yochanan, etc. The Gemara says, like, my Isru Mosif, what is this Isru Mosif we're speaking about? Right? Where's this Isru Mosif? Look at Rashi here. My V'hache B'vat Bito, V'avar Aviv V'nasa, my Isur Mosif Ika, the Litva Seif Isur Eshet Avahai. What is the Isur over here that we're suddenly saying that we're adding this Isur on top of it as well? He says, Hacha de Ika Bara Le Saba. He says, there's the son and the Saba. So, Migod, the Itva Seif Isur Le Gabe Berei, Itva Seif Le Gabe Didei. Just like there's an Isur for his son, the Isur kicks in as well to him on the case here also. Now, what's the time here? I think, okay, anyway, let's continue the Mishnah. Okay, it's pretty clear, right? Pretty clear. Okay, now, Haba al Chamoto. We're not finished, right? Okay, so we finished. Haba al Chamoto. A scenario could arise. We have relations with your mother-in-law, and you chai valeya mishum Chamoto, your mother-in-law, the Karato, and your daughter-in-law, right? Your mother-in-law and your daughter-in-law, the Eshet Achiv, and your brother's wife, the Eshet Achi Aviv, right? And your father's brother's wife, the Achot Ishto, and your wife's sister, the Eshet Ish, and the Meru Venida. Seven Isurim. Right? The Chain Haba al Aim Chamiv, and likewise, the Mishnah, if this happened with you, if you're with your mother, your mother in law's mother, your father in law's mother, or your mother of Aim Amchor, your mother's old mother. Same thing would apply, we could spread this whole story out as well. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Habal Chamoto, if you arrest with your mother in law, Chavalea Mishum Chamoto, because of your mother in law, the Aim Chamoto, and your mother's mother-in-law, we'll see in a second how this all works, V'aim Chamiv, and your father-in-law's mother. Right? Amru lo Rabbanan Chachamim said to Rabbi Yochanan Benuri. No. In that case, it wouldn't work. Why? Shloshtan Shem Echad, they offer the same issue in the Pasuk. It's one issue. Look at Rashi there quickly. Rabbi Yochanan remember that. Amot Chamoto, V'aim Chamoto. And he explains how it would be. Shaya Nasui Bita, your daughter, Ubat Bita, you were married, Shayana Sui Bita, Ubat Bita, it was this woman, you were married to her daughter and to her granddaughter, you had more than one wife. You were married to her daughter and you were married to her granddaughter, right? V'aim Chamiv, and your father-in-law's mother, Shenasa, how would that work? That you married, right, her grandson. Now, I've got it all worked out over here, right? Let me show you quickly this over here, how this works. You've got Chamoto over here. And then there's daughter number one. and you married daughter number one. So this is your mother-in-law. That's how she became your mother-in-law, right? You married her daughter. Then she's got another daughter who had a daughter. So now there's her granddaughter over here. And that's your second. You married her granddaughter, your second wife. Right? Then she also has a son. And that son had a daughter. And now you married that son, daughter. So you married a woman and her sister and her brother's children. Right? So now your wife's brother, which is your mother-in-law's son, is your father-in-law of your third wife. Right? Mm-hmm. Your granddaughter, this daughter over here, or your wife father-in-law, because if you married this guy's daughter, he's your father-in-law. What can you do? He married his daughter, so he became your father-in-law. Okay? So basically, that's the story. You kept it all in the family, and now that woman over there is your mother-in-law. You also have relations with her daughter-in-law, and you also have relations with your father-in-law's, the mother of your father-in-law. And she's the same person. Okay, I think that's end of our